Alan O'Burk with you Monday. Just a bit of a sore voice this morning. Back to your calls on 131 873 in just a moment. We have been having a debate this morning about transport to the new Badgerys Creek Airport with train interchanges being planned and not a direct service. We thought we'd go to the person who can tell us exactly what's going to happen with transport there and back. Andrew Constance is New South Wales Transport Minister. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What are we doing in regard to transferring people from that new airport to downtown CBD?
Okay, well, the government took the first decision, and that was because it's a Western Sydney airport, to build rail between St Mary's and the airport as its first priority. It's known as the North-South line out there. And ultimately, given the need to get people from Western Sydney to the airport, that's been the first stage. So we're in combination with the Commonwealth, we've got the funding already announced, and we're finalising the business case. We've identified the corridor, and it is going to be built concurrently with the build of the Western Sydney Airport. As a, in reference to your question, as a direct link between the CBD of, in Sydney and Western Sydney Airport, the government is getting on and building Metro West. We're going to start construction in this term of government that will link the city to Westmead, and that's a first stage in terms of an east-west link to Badgerys Creek Airport. And then down the track, I dare say, future government will build Westmead to Badgerys Creek.
We are talking wouldn't it have made more sense to have that planned and ready to go? I mean, you know what it's like if you travel, particularly if you're travelling internationally, or even if you're travelling, you know, for a family holiday. The last thing you want to do if you're taking public transport to an airport is change trains with bags.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a fair point, but we're having to build out about $35+ billion of metro train assets around Western Sydney, given the growth, and that's where our focus has been. So I appreciate that whilst we might connect St Mary's to the airport and people might interchange at that point with the T1 Western line into the city, our focus very much, given the growth that we will see in that corridor around the new airport, that our focus is to get the rail line built there. And that's why that north-south connection is the first and most important rail line you can build. And that's why we've been working with the national government, both in terms of the design of it. We've identified the corridor and we'll be gazetting that soon. And at the same time, we're finalising the business case for the project too. So, you know, with the federal government announced about $7+ billion already towards that project, jointly funded, and given the experience we've got in terms of building metro trains, as we saw with the Northwest Metro, we're going to be building this one as well.
All right. Thanks for clearing that up. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Thanks, Steve.
Andrew Constance there, the New South Wales Transport Minister. It would appear that you're going to have to change trains. I would have thought a direct link might have been more sensible. I still can't get a handle on who exactly is going to fly in and out of Badgerys Creek. I mean, I fly every week. There's no way that I'd be using it because it just doesn't suit me. But there's a hell of a lot of people in Western Sydney who will. But will it be an airport principally for budget airlines? Will it be an airport that will have international flights in and out of it? And if so, where's the traffic coming from? Is it only going to be used by people who live in that part of Sydney?